Let's talk about something, though, that's moving to the upside, and that's Bitcoin. If we can pull up a price or chart of Bitcoin, I should say, we are trading now above 46,000. It's the highest level that we've seen in Bitcoin in just about 3 months. So let's talk about this with Jeffrey Wang. He's the head of Americas at the Amber Group. And Jeff, we've cleared a couple of levels of resistance that we've talked about over the last several weeks. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think definitely the trend is up. The risk backdrop is pretty strong across other assets. So it's really helped buoy the crypto names. As of right now, I think the momentum is still higher. It's still kind of slow summer trading, but we have seen inflows. We have seen some names add to positions, more and more people coming and adding and buying, not just Bitcoin, Ethereum, some other altcoins. So right now, the momentum is still to the upside.
When we talk about that momentum, I want to switch from Bitcoin and look at Ethereum. And I don't know if we can pull the chart up, but when you look at this, up 5% today, 3,000, what is it, about 3,161 bucks. When I'm looking at this, I'm trying to understand this upgrade they did recently, the London thing, and help us understand. Does this actually decrease the supply of Ethereum going forward towards some kind of, I don't know the right word to use here, but make it harder to get hold of this stuff?
Yeah, I think it addresses the fact that there was no limit to the number of Ethereum going forward. And while it doesn't put a set number on the total Ethereum, such as Bitcoin, similar to Bitcoin, it does address some of those issues, and it does address a lot of things that people were concerned about. So overall, the fact that it was such a seamless fork really helped with price action across the board. So I think really this is probably an Ethereum led rally, and Bitcoin's kind of followed. So we have seen, yeah, a lot of people interested in talking about Ethereum and ERC-20 tokens.
Jeffrey, let's talk about the infrastructure bill. We were just going through where things stand. One of the sticking points over the last couple of days has been crypto, and this all centers around, I guess, how to best word a provision in that bill that would require crypto brokers to report transactions to the IRS. There's been some pushback from many people in your industry saying that this could potentially be bad for cryptocurrency here going forward. What's your view? And I guess, what do you think needs to be done?
Yeah, I think the pushback has been valid. I mean, I think this is something to address, financial operators in the space. And really, it's kind of touched much, much further than that. So, the people that the industry has pushed back on is miners, validators, software developers, which I don't think, the crux of the bill was really aimed at them, but they've kind of been caught up in it. So I do like, the amendment that's been put forward by Tomi and some of the bipartisan senators, and hope that, ultimately we're going to have a practical and palatable solution for both sides, for both the lawmakers and the people in the industry.
So where do you fall on the side of Mr. Gensler? Do you think yes or no? Because there seems to be mixed opinion as to whether or not the fact he understands it is great, but it may not be to the liking of people who actually live in the space and transact in this asset.
Yeah, I mean, I think, regulation is obviously one of the big overhangs in the crypto industry. And the fact that, these are being addressed more head on now, I think is great. Obviously, there's going to be discourse and discussion on what exactly are the best steps forward. But overall, I really encourage regulation, and I encourage a level playing field for everyone. So, I think, this is not really the be all and end all as, financial regulation and financial kind of scrutiny is kind of a fluid thing that changes with market as the market adapts. But overall, yeah, I really welcome regulation in a practical way.
But actually, it could be good then for the industry. So some of this fear around regulation, the fact that maybe we could see prices take a hit as a result, maybe that those fears are a little bit overdone?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the fact that people are investing in crypto is not because they can get around taxes or not have to report, but because they believe in the medium to long-term success of it as an asset. So, yeah, I think, generally, obviously, financial markets don't like uncertainty. And the less uncertainty we have in crypto, the better. So if we can have, you know, a path to black and white kind of black and white rules on legislation for crypto firms. I think that would be actually very, very positive.
Hey, real quick, wouldn't allowing ETFs democratize this asset? Wouldn't it be helpful to people like us who are average investors to speed that process up? I realize that people want regulation, but you can do both at the same time.
Yeah, I think so. You could already get, you know, exposure to Bitcoin via listed entities, either through futures or trusts. And, you know, I'm based in Canada, and Canada does already have a listed ETF. So I think the more products that you can have that are regulated, that have investor protections, you know, the better.
Jeffrey, what do you make of the fact that there are certain celebrities or certain well-known investors, certain chief executives who have such a emphasis or have really driven the price of not only Bitcoin, but a number of cryptocurrencies in the past couple of months? I guess from your perspective, someone that's in this industry, is that frustrating or do you welcome that type of behavior?
Yeah, I think kind of, as you touched on, it's kind of a double-edged sword. As generally, you know, they are bullish and we've had bullish comments, but, you know, on the occasions that they have negative things to say, the price obviously takes a massive hit. And I think ultimately, you know, at this stage of the asset, we do need kind of spokespeople and influencers that help get more of the word out. So, you know, at this time, I think it's still okay in the market.